Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kylie Kindlespire and Izzy Benj with the Indianola softball team after they qualified to the state tournament Tuesday evening in a 12-2 win over Glenwood. Joined by Kylie Kindlespire and Izzy Benj. First of all, thoughts on winning, headed to Fort Dodge, and both of you had pretty big moments in this game. And we'll start here. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty excited. It's my first time being in a school softball program, and it'll be fun to see how we do down there. And I'm just really excited for this team and what we're doing. So
I'm just super excited because there was a lot of doubts about our team at the beginning of the season because we lost some pretty powerful seniors last year, and I'm just glad that we were able to prove ourselves and make it where all the big dogs are.
Well, talking about doubts at the beginning of the season, you two coming in, younger players on this squad, how did you feel knowing that, hey, we're going to have to step up in a big way for this team in order to get to this point, and you kind of adapted throughout the season?
It was pretty nerve-wracking in the beginning. I had some struggles at the beginning, but I had the support from some of my coaches, and I battled through it.
I think that being the younger classmen, we get overlooked by other people and that we're not as good as they are. And it's just good to see that we can do what we do, like, and just push ourselves, and we have everybody on our team to just help us move forward and get better on the way. So I guess it's nice having older people like push you to do what you can do on the field.
All right, well, let's talk about the top of the first inning. A walk and an error come to hurt Indianola, and you recover, bases loaded, get a couple of strikeouts. What were you thinking, and then what was your game plan going in? I think you struck out 9 in this game. What was working for you out in the pitching circle?
Well, you just got to have a positive mindset out there. I mean, if you're doing bad, you can't get down because then that's going to affect your whole game. So you just got to keep pushing yourself further. And if something happens like that, just you got to get over it. Errors happen. But I think just jamming them a lot tonight was my goal today.
All right. Well, Kylie, 4-for-4, 4 RBI hits. A home run short of the cycle, you decided to go with a single out to right instead of hit the home run. What was working for you tonight?
Just staying confident in the box and watching pitches and knowing that I had a job to do and I needed to get it done.
Talk about the senior leadership. I got a chance to talk to all 3 of the captains a couple weeks ago, and they talked about leading by example and showing the younger players how to play. How have you felt about that throughout the season and how the captains have done?
I mean, I personally thrive off of the lead by example, and I think that is the best way that I can be led as an underclassman.
Right, what she said, and it's just more... Sorry.
That's okay.
It's helpful when you have other people telling you what you need to do, because if, say, like, I'm getting down, I need someone to tell me that. Like, I need someone to tell me I need to get out of, and I need to keep working on stuff. So it's just... what she said, like, having the seniors, and they just have really good helpful advice for us, and it's been helpful.
Well, they were in your position last time, and Indianola went to Fort Dodge, so they're going to have some insight to pass along. How do you want to approach your first state tournament here?
I just think we should go in confident, and we're a good team, so we should just use that to our advantage, and we just need to go in as we always do in a game. It's just another game, so we just need to go in as that and confident.
We also need to go in with the mindset that we have absolutely nothing to lose.
Perfect. Final thoughts on the big victory here today, going back to Fort Dodge.
Just exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. So proud of my pitcher, Izzy Benj, and the rest of my team, and Celia Becker for hitting an absolute nuke to the outfield and just everyone getting hits when they needed to.
Yeah, we had a little shaky at the beginning, but we just kept going through because that's our team. And, I mean, I'm proud of everybody. They all did their job, and... that's what a team should do.
Perfect. Congratulations. Indianola is going back to Fort Dodge. Thanks to Kylie Kindlespire and Izzy Benj for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.